弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次我们特会的这个主题呢，是从神永远的旨意哈来看侍奉的启示。
Brothers and sisters, you know that this time we have the special gathering. The topic is to look at service in the eternal will of God.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，在神的旨意中，侍奉是一个中心的思想。
The Bible clearly tells us that in the eternal will of God, serving Him is a central concept.
这个侍奉呢，也是从永远到永远的一个思想。
And to serve Him is from eternity to eternity.
因为神在这个宇宙中啊，他有自己伟大的计划。
For God has a majestic plan in the universe He created.
那么当他要成全这个计划的时候
，When He wants to fulfill His plan.
他需要得着我们这些人
He wants to get hold of us
让我们呢能够与他同工
So that we can work with him
与他一同来完成他这个计划
So that we can work with him to fulfill his plan together
所以因此呢神要把我们这些救赎回来的人呢要把我们做成一个侍奉的人
For those of us have been redeemed by God he wants to form us into his servant
我想前两天我在这里已经在这个点上啊，已经很着重的有交通。
The last couple of days I have emphasized on some of the things that I have already shared with you.
我们希望所有蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
We want all God's children saved by grace.
我们都能很清楚的明白神在我们身上的心意。
We all can clearly understand God's will on us.
神所以把你救赎回来。
God saved you.
神要叫你成为一个侍奉的人
，so that you can serve him.
所以每一个基督徒都应该成为侍奉的人。
So every Christian should be God's servant.
若是我们不能成为一个侍奉的人
，if we cannot serve God,
我们知道神的旨意就没有办法完成。
Then we know that God's will is not completely fulfilled.
那么我们对主呢，我们就有所亏欠。
Then we really fall short of the grace we receive.
今天在这个地上的基督教中
，And today in the church we see.
我们一提到这个侍奉的人呢
，When we mention servant,
我们就想到了是牧师、传道人、是长老、执事。
Many think of pastors, church leaders, elders.
弟兄姊妹们，事实上在圣经里面告诉我们。每一个基督徒都应该是侍奉的人。
But brothers and sisters, Bible tells us that everyone saved should be God's servant.
所以我们要清楚，主把我们救赎回来是要与他同工的。
So we must clearly understand God saved us to be His servant.
那所以这一次呢，我们就用了这个出埃及记啊，我们来讲到这个侍奉的启示。
And this time we want to look at the book of Exodus to learn the revelation about serving God.
我们头一天讲到一个人要能够好好的侍奉神。
At first we mentioned for a person to serve God,
他必须要从许多的捆绑里面得释放。
He must be delivered from all kinds of bondages.
他必须做一个自由人。
He must be free.
他不仅从仇敌的手底下从死亡的权势里面得释放。
Free from the hand of the enemy, the dominion of the sin and death.
他也要从世界的这个捆绑里面得释放
free from the bondage of this world
也要从这个宗教的捆绑里面得释放
free from the outward religion
也要从我们这个人的肉体的里面得释放
also free from our flesh
所以我们一生在地上
our life on earth
就像摩西一样
we'll be like Moses
神怎样把摩西制造成为一个侍奉的人
How God formed Moses into his servant.
今天神也借着各式各样不同的环境和遭遇要把我们制作成一个侍奉的人。
God is doing the same on you and me through all kinds of situations and environments.
我们生活中所有一切的经历神的带领都是朝着这个方向去。
In our life, all the things we experience, God is leading us toward this direction.
所以我们必须要在基督里成为一个自由的人。
So first in Christ, we must be a free person.
Otherwise,
we cannot work with God to serve Him.
所以这是我们今天要侍奉神所需要的第一个重要的条件。
So this is the first important condition you must have to serve God.
那出埃及记也告诉我们,
And Exodus also tells us,
第二件重要的事情,
the second important thing is,
就在侍奉上我们需要有明确的启示。
You must have clear revelation when you serve God.
我们讲到全本的圣经就是摆在两个重大的启示上面。
We know that in the Bible there are two important revelations.
第一个启示让我们认识我们的神。
The first is to know our God.
我们的神乐意把他自己启示给我们。
God is willing to reveal himself to us.
因为他的启示,
Because it's revelation,
我们就知道我们的神到底是怎样的一位神。
So that we know what kind of God he is.
但是圣经呢, 不仅启示我们认识神,
Not only the Bible reveals what kind of God he is.
那么神也启示我们神是有目的的。
The Bible also reveals to us that God has his purpose.
所以我们不仅认识神, 我们也需要认识神的目的。
So that we not only know God, we also must know God's purpose.
今天我们要侍奉神,
Today we want to serve God.
如果我们对神不认识,
If you don't know God,
你很难服侍神。
You cannot serve him.
如果我们对他的目的不清楚, 我们也很难侍奉神。
If you do not know his purpose and his plan, you cannot serve him.
所以一个人要侍奉神,
For a person to serve God,
他必须有这两方面的启示。
He must receive revelation on these two different aspects.
我们还讲到第三件事情,
And certainly,
就是在侍奉中,
When you serve God,
我们需要能够应付各样的危机。
You must learn to deal with all kinds of crisis.
所以我们常常听见人讲说, 侍奉就是征战。
We often heard that to serve God is a battle.
是的, 今天魔鬼最大的一个作为就是破坏神的侍奉。
Yes, indeed, today the major work of the devil is to destroy our service.
你看在旧约圣经的里面,
In the Old Testament time,
当神把以色列百姓带出埃及以后,
when God led Israelites out of Egypt,
神在西乃山上把他那个侍奉的心意启示给摩西,
and on Mount Sinai, God revealed his mind of service to Moses.
那魔鬼立刻就在山下开始做破坏的工作,
and the devil immediately started his work at the foot of the mountain.
因为我们知道撒旦最主要的用意就是要抵挡神,
and the main purpose of the devil is to oppose God.
所以因此在神儿女的侍奉中啊, 是满了艰难的。
So there are a lot of toil and hardship for children of God to
endure. 满了难处的,
and there are a lot of difficulties.
满了仇敌的攻击的,
many attacks from our enemy.
所以到新约圣经我们看见教会历史,
and in the New Testament era, when you look at the church history,
从头一个世纪我们看见侍奉中就是满了许多的难处。
And there's, even in the first century, There's a lot of difficulty and hardship in church.
仇敌用他自己的势力, 用世界的权势, 用人肉体的败坏,
and the devil used the power of this world and also used our flesh.
不断地干扰神儿女们的侍奉,
and continuously distract children of God from serving God.
所以你读教会历史, 你几乎是看见一部失败的历史。
Even to the point that you look at church history, you think it's a history of failures.
每一个世代都看见神的儿女们有大的偏离, 大的失败。
And in every generation, you see the children of God have failures and they gone astray.
但是感谢主,
But thank the Lord.
我们的神, 祂有应付一切危机的能力。
Our God is powerful to handle any kind of crisis.
所以今天我们的侍奉上,
So today when we serve God,
我们要如何运用神的能力来解决这些的困难?
How we rely on God's power to resolve all these crises?
那摩西就是这样的一个人。
Moses is such an example.
当以色列人遇见重大的失败的时候,
When Israelites encounter a major failure,
摩西站在破口,
Moses stood at the crest.
他挽回整个的局面,
and he restored the whole situation.
如同我们的主一样,
and just like our Lord,
他到地上来做挽回祭。
He came to be the redemption.
把整个人类的堕落把它挽回过来。
He redeemed us and restored us.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 在侍奉中我们不可能不遇见难处的。
Brothers and sisters, we will not avoid difficulties when we serve God.
但是我们要知道如何能够把这个危机变成转机。
We must learn how to turn crisis into a turning point.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们讲到，因为摩西跟神之间有亲密的关系。
And we have mentioned because Moses he had a close relationship with God.
神解决他百姓的难处不是用方法。
God resolved his problem not with certain methodology.
神解决难处的那个方法是人。
God uses man to resolve problems.
所以若是今天在教会中我们有许多的人跟神之间有亲密的关系。
So today in our church, if we have many people who walk closely with God,
我们能够在我们与神的交通当中
in our fellowship with God,
挽回神的心
and we can reconcile with God,
引进神的能力
and bring in God's power,
难处就能过去
and the difficulties will pass, will be resolved.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
在出埃及记里面
and in Exodus,
神给我们有非常清楚的这些的启示
God gave these clear revelations.
那么今天早晨呢
This morning,
我们来到最后一个点
and we come to the last point.
我们要看见在侍奉上
and we will see that when we serve God,
神不以得着摩西一个人为满足
God is not satisfied if you only get hold of one man.
神的心意是要所有他的儿女都是侍奉他的人
His desire that all his children will serve him.
啊，用我们今天简单的话来讲，就是全民都是祭司
In other words,Everyone is a priest.
我们一同来读一点经文啊，我们看一下出埃及记第十九章。
Exodus chapter 15:19.
出埃及记第十九章第六节。
Chapter 19:6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you're to speak to the Israelites.
这是圣经里面头一次一个重大的启示，神要得着整个以色列民族做祭司的国度。
This is the first time God revealed this important message that God wants to get hold of all Israelites to be a kingdom of priests.
虽然经过人类历史几千年的这个失败。
After thousand years of failures in humankind,
但是我们晓得神的心意从来没有改变过。
God's will never changes.
虽然在旧约时代中，因着以色列人的失败，后来整个的侍奉落到了利未一族的身上。
Even in Old Testament times, because the failure of the Israelites, the service falls on the shoulder of only one tribe, Levi.
但是那个只不过是神一个暂时的作为。
But that's only a work of God for a temporary time.
因为神的心意还是盼望所有神的百姓都是侍奉神的人。
And God's will still is desire all His people to serve Him.
所以在启示录第一章
In Revelation chapter 1,
第五节和第六节
verse 5 and 6,
我们从那个第五节的后一半看
We'll read the second part from the of verse 5.
所以说他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
我们看见。经过了这么多的年日
We see that after all these years,
神的旨意并没有改变
God never changes his will.
所以到了启示录神仍旧宣告说我们这些蒙恩得救的人要做父神的祭司
So when we reach the Revelation last book, God still proclaims that we will be a priest for his father.
你甚至读启示录的最后一章
When you even read the last chapter of Revelation,
他告诉我们将来进入永世的时候
when you enter eternity,
我们所有的人都是侍奉神的人
everyone will serve God.
所以呢我们要成为一个侍奉神的人这个是神的永远的心意
And God's will is we shall be his servant.
并且神要得着的是一个团体的侍奉
And God wants to receive an incorporate service.
啊，我想我们再读一点出埃及记
We'll read more from Exodus
我们再看35章
This time chapter 35
35章
第一
节到第五节的上一半。
Verse 1 through the first part of verse 5.
摩西召聚以色列全会众，对他们说，这是耶和华所吩咐的话，你们要照着行，六日要做工，第七日乃为圣日，当向耶和华所为安息圣日，凡这日之内做工的，必把他治死。当安息日，不可在你们一切的住处生火。摩西对以色列全会众说，耶和华所吩咐你们的是这样，你们中间要拿礼物献给耶和华，凡乐意的可以拿耶和华的礼物来。好，下面就不读了啊，那些事情。
Moses assembled the whole Israelite community and said to them, These are the things the Lord has commanded you to do. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day should be a holy day. On a Sabbath of rest to the Lord, whoever does any work on it must be put to death. Do not light a fire in any of your dwellings on Sabbath day. Moses said to the whole Israelite community, This is what the Lord has commanded. From what you have taken an offering for the Lord, everyone who is willing to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze.
第十节
Verse 10.
你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做耶和华一切所吩咐的。
All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded.
25-26节
Verse 25 and 26.
凡心中有智慧的妇女亲手纺线，把所纺的蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻都拿了来，凡有智慧心里受感的妇女就纺山羊毛。
Every skilled woman spun with her hands and brought what she had spun, blue, purple, scarlet yarn or fine linen. And all the women who are willing and had the skill spun the goat hair.
30-35节
Verse 30-35
摩西对以色列人说，犹大支派中户尔的儿子乌利的户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，耶和华已经提他的名召他，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧聪明知识，能做各样的工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以镶嵌，能雕刻木头，能做各样的巧工。耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西萨抹的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏，能教导人。耶和华使他们的心满有智慧，能做各样的工，无论是雕刻的工、巧匠的工、用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻绣花的工，并机匠的工，他们都能做，也能想出奇巧的工。
Then Moses said to the Israelites, See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge at all kinds of craft, to make artistic design for work in gold, silver, bronze, to cut and set stone, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he has given both him and Aholiab, son of Ahishma, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, designers, embroiderers, in blue, purple, scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them master craftsmen and designers.
36章第一节和第二节
Chapter 36, verse 1 and 2.
比撒列和亚和利亚伯比一切心里有智慧的，就是蒙耶和华赐智慧聪明，叫他知道做圣工所做圣所各样使用之工的，都要照耶和华所吩咐的做工。凡耶和华赐他心里有智慧，而且受感前来做这工的，摩西把他们和比撒列并亚和利亚伯一同招来。
So Bezalel, Oholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to do how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work, just as the Lord has commanded. Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given ability and who was willing to come and do the work.
那么我们最后读四十章。
And finally, we read chapter 40.
Yeah. 四十章我们先从十七节 读到十九节哈。
Chapter 40, verse 17 through 19.
第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。摩西立起帐幕，安上带卯的座，立上板，穿上栓，立起柱子，在帐幕以上搭罩棚，把罩棚的顶盖在其上，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
So the tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month in the second year. When Moses set up the tabernacle, he put the bases in place, erected the frames, inserted the crossbars, and set up posts. Then he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering over the tent, as the Lord commanded him.
这里哈，说是照耶和华所吩咐他的，一共出现过七次。
Here it says seven times, according to what the Lord commanded Moses.
我为了时间的缘故，我就不读了。
Just to save time, I will not read.
最后呢，我们就读34、35就可以了。
Finally, we'll read verse 34 and 35.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
我们都知道，在出埃及记里面。
And we know that in Exodus,
神的心意最重要的一个表现就是建造会幕。
The most important manifestation of God's will is to build the tent of meeting.
神用了40昼夜的时间把会幕的样式启示给摩西。
And God uses 40 days and nights to reveal to Moses what the tent of meeting should look like.
神用大能托住他的仆人。
God sustains his servants with his power.
摩西在山上也不吃也不喝也不睡啊。
Moses did not eat, did not drink, did not sleep for 40 days and nights.
我们知道经过了漫长的年日，神终于找到了一个人是可以交通的。
After all these years, God finally found a person he can fellowship with.
所以神是心里面多么的欢喜的，把他的心意开始启示出来了。
And God is so joyful that he can share what he has in his mind.
所以可以说神的心非常欢喜，神对摩西说，好了，你也不要吃，也不要睡，也不要喝了，我们好好的来交通。
So just God just tell Moses, you don't have to eat, drink, or sleep. Let's just have fellowship with each other.
所以难怪保罗在加拉太书第一章他说，神乐意将他的儿子启示给我们。
So that we know, Apostle Paul said in the first chapter of Galatians that God is willing to reveal his son to us.
你知道那个乐意那个原文那个字就是 pleasure 的意思。
And originally it means that God took pleasure in sharing his, in revealing his son to us.
在英文里面这个 pleasure 这个字啊，是一个极大的一种快乐，对不对？
In Chinese, this word pleasure actually means a great joy.
所以真的，如果有一天神找你交通啊，神能够把他心中的心意启示给你说，你真的也不需要吃，不需要喝，不需要睡觉。
So if someday God finds you to have fellowship with Him, then you can forget about eating, drinking, and sleeping.
那真是极大的满足啊。
This is a great satisfaction.
所以说明神的心是多么的迫切。
And this also shows us how earnest God has this will.
感谢主。摩西深深地知道神的这个启示的重要。
And praise the Lord that Moses knows very well the importance of this revelation.
希伯来书第三章告诉我们。
In chapter 3 of Hebrews, book of Hebrews.
摩西知道神所以把一个样式、一个预表的东西启示给他，是为了证明将来必传说的事。
God reveals this to Moses so that this becomes a testimony for the things that will come in the future.
因为呢，这个会幕整个的意义是预表着基督和教会的。
And because this tent of meeting actually represents Christ in Christ's church.
这个是跟神的儿子发生密切关系的。
This is closely related to the Son of God.
这是神给他一个重大的托付。
And this is a great commission that God gave to Moses.
所以摩西必须忠心。
So Moses must be faithful.
感谢神。
And praise the Lord.
摩西最终被称作是在神的全家 诚然尽忠的人。
Moses was taught that he served faithfully in the whole house of God.
我们知道那句话的意思是指着他造会幕做的。
This is referring to him building the tent of meeting.
所以那四十昼夜，摩西清清楚楚的、很清醒的听神启示他。
So 40 days and 40 nights, Moses stayed alerted, listening to God.
所以摩西到了山下之后呢？
So now when Moses came down from the mountain,
他也清清楚楚的把他从神得知的启示传给以色列人。
And he passed on his vision to the Israelites clearly.
所以今天呢，我们要做主的工啊。
So today, if you and I want to serve God,
我们必须第一件事清楚神给我们的指示。
First, you must clearly understand God's revelation.
所以摩西一切事物都必须照着山上的样式。
Everything has to be according to the pattern on the mountain.
啊，那么他从山上下来之后。
After he came down from the mountain,
更重要的是要在山下忠心按照山上的样式来建造。
And more importantly, he must construct the tent of meeting according to the pattern he received on the mountain.
当然，今天我们必须先有山上的样式，才可能有山下的忠心啊。
Yes, indeed, we must have the pattern of the mountain first, so that we can have the faithfulness at the foot of the mountain.
今天我们在地上的教会，常常人告诉我们要忠心，要忠心。
And in church today, we heard a lot, we must be faithful.
那你忠心什么呢？
What are you faithful about?
你如果没有那神的启示，看不见神永远的目的，你忠心什么呢？
If you do not see his revelation, if you do not know his eternal will, what are you faithful about?
所以第一件事情，我们需要得出神的启示，认识神那个完满的心意。
So first, we must come to receive his revelation. We know his perfect will.
我们才知道神要我们做什么，对不对？
Then we know God wants us to do.
然后你在山下忠心。
Then you can remain faithful at the foot of the mountain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要侍奉神。
You want to serve God today?
我们必须要像摩西这样的情形。
You shall be like Moses.
感谢神。
Thank God.
当摩西把神的这个完满的心意带到山下之后。
When Moses brought God's perfect plan to the foot of the mountain.
我们看见以色列人在经过金牛犊的大失败之后，他们有一个大的回转。
After this major failure of worshiping golden cow, the Israelites repented.
现在他们所有的心都归向耶和华。
All their hearts turned toward God.
他们也照着摩西所指示他们的，大家同心合一的。
Just as Moses commanded them, they worked together to build the tent of meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
神
在西乃山下，
at the foot of Mount Sinai,
在人类的历史上头一次得做了团体的侍奉。
For the first time in human history, God got hold of a corporate service from human.
虽然那个时候神已经拣选了利未支派了。
Even though God has chosen the Levite tribe.
但是我们看见那个会幕的建造的时候呢，还是一个全民的侍奉啊。
But when the tent of meeting was constructed, everyone contributed.
我们也知道会幕的建造，摩西一个人是不可能的。
But we know that just by Moses himself, he could not make the tent of meeting.
今天地上教会的建造也是这样。
And today, in the church, it is the same.
不管你这个人呢，你有多大的恩赐，
no matter how much gift you have received,
你有多大的才干，
how much talent you have,
你一个人不可能建造教会的。
You cannot build the church by yourself.
弟兄姊妹，教会必须是众圣徒一同起来把它建造起来的。
Church must be built by all the saints.
所以我们看见在山下，所有神的儿女们，他们就一同响应神的呼召，大家都把自己的力量摆进来了。
We see that at the foot of the mountain, all God's children responded to His calling, and they all contributed, put in their effort.
那么在建造会幕的时候，第一个重要的事情就是奉献。
When they built the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, the first thing, important thing is to make offering.
当然，当时啊，神对以色列的百姓说：“你们要大家来献礼物。
”And God requested the Israelites to give offering.
啊，这是很有趣的一件事情啊。
And this is an interesting thing to look at.
我想今天呢，我们作为人呢，
and today as man,
我们不可能随便叫人家献礼物的，对不对？
We don't just easily tell other people to give us gifts.
啊，有哪一个人呢？今天说，今天呢， 我有一件事，你们大家来献礼物，这个不可以做的。
Who will just come and tell everyone, hey, I have something to do, so all of you come and give me a gift.
你结婚，你有庆典，我送礼物给你，这是我主动的，对不对？
If you have a wedding and other people may be willing to give gifts, but that's a voluntary thing.
你不能要求我送礼物。
You cannot request people to give you gifts.
我们的神却是这样做的。
But God did that.
神说你们要把礼物献给我。
God says, make an offering to me.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，为什么神这样说呢？
Why did God do so?
因为我们晓得当初以色列百姓出埃及的时候啊。
We know that when Israelites left Egypt,
他们所得住的一切东西都是神给他们的。
All the things they have were given by God. 啊，
所以今天呢，奉献的意思是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of dedication offering?
把神所给我们的重新归还给神，这是奉献。
We are to return what God has given to us.
本来这个是理所当然的，对不对？
And this is reasonable.
但是当神从你的手中把它给你的重新要回来的时候呢？神是用接受礼物的这样的一个感觉接受回来的。
But when God took back something that He has given you from your hand, but in His mind, He is taking a gift.
所以这个里面弟兄姊妹们这个意义上不一样，对不对？
It carries a different meaning, brothers and sisters.
哇，如果今天有人送礼给我，哎呦，我真是感激啊！
If someone sent me a gift, I will be appreciating.
啊，本来这个都是这个。神给你的呢，对不对？
Everything is given by God.
像有一次哈，大概我生日的时候。
One time, for my birthday.
我那个儿子想要给我礼物。
My son wants to give me a gift.
我看他也没钱，那个时候做学生。
I saw that he didn't have money. He was still in school.
所以我先给他点钱。
So I gave him some money. First.
然后呢，他就跑去买了个礼物给我了。
And he found a gift for me.
哎呀，我高兴得不得了！我的儿子谢谢你给我个礼物。
I was so excited that my son gave me a gift.
我那个儿子很紧迫，他说这都是你的钱呐。
My son was pretty clear. He said, "Oh, Dad, it's all your money."
因为姊妹，你知道吗？神对待他的儿女就像父亲对儿女一样。
And this is how God treats us, just like parents treating the children.
所以你知道，当我们把神所给我们的奉献。事物重新奉献的时候，当作礼物，就讲到神对这件事情的尊重。
And we know that God honors us by asking us to give back what He has given to us.
所以百姓甘心乐意来奉献。
And you see, the Israelites are so willing to do that.
所以在奉献的事上，心不甘情不愿的，神不要收的。
If you do this without a willing heart, then God does not want it.
在旧约时代中，当他们奉献这些钱财的时候，就代表他们把他自己全部奉献，是吧？
In Old Testament time, when you make an offering, it represents that you give yourself to God.
因为整个以色列全族都是他的。
Because all Israelites belong to God.
到了新约时代中，老实讲，神也不是要我们的钱。
In New Testament time, we know that God is not after our money.
新约圣经里面最大的奉献就是。罗马书第十二章。
And the biggest offering in New Testament time, you can find it in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
神是要求我们把身体献上，当作活祭。
God asks us to offer our body as living sacrifice.
啊，所以有一个弟兄讲，哎呀，保罗写这个实在太好了。
A brother once said, how great that Paul wrote this.
他说，因为我们基督徒啊，常常对主说，神啊，我把我的心献给你。
For us Christians always say that.God, we give you our heart.
但是这个心会变的。
But this heart is constantly changing.
不可靠的。
It's not a reliable thing.
所以那个弟兄讲啊，神啊，宁可叫你献个小手指头啊，也比献个心好。
A brother once said, maybe God, it's better that God asks you to give your little finger than your heart.
所以新约的最大奉献是要把自己的怎么样身体当作活祭献上。
So the greatest offering in New Testament time is to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
所以当你把你的身体一献上的时候呢，基督的身体就出来了。
And everyone offering your body and the body of Christ start to manifest.
啊，所以在这个团体的侍奉上，身体的侍奉上，第一件事情必须要过奉献的生活。
So regarding the corporate service, first you must live a life of offering.
我们必须看见。
We must see.
我们所有的一切。
Everything we have,
包括我们的生命,
in our life,
都是从神来的。
It all comes from God.
没有什么东西是你自己的。
There's nothing actually it's your own.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你能看见这个，
if you can see this,
我们就能甘心乐意把自己献上。
And you're willing to offer yourself to God.
所以求主施恩给我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
在这些年间，
and in these years,
教会光景的软弱，
and the weakness in the church,
就在于神的儿女们的不肯奉献。
Sometimes on the God's children are not willing to.
所以如果我们不奉献，团体的侍奉就很难出现。
If we do not offer, we will not see the corporate service.
所以这是在侍奉上第一件重要的事情。
So this is the first important thing is serving God.
第二件重要的事情。
Secondly,
在出埃及第三十五章。
In chapter 35, Exodus.
这里告诉我们说，当我们要进入侍奉的时候。
It tells us when we enter to service God.
第一个，我们要学习在神跟前有安息。
We must learn how to rest before God.
你知道神的工作跟人的工作不一样吗？
We know that the work of God is different from the work of man.
所以神在这里，当以色列百姓要开始建造会幕上，先提醒守安息日。
So before the Israelites started to construct the tent of meeting, God reminded them, "You must observe Sabbath."
我们诗歌本里面有一首诗歌非常好的。
You find a song in hymn book.
它里面有一句话叫做虽工作亦安息。
It says, while you're working, still rest.
刚强却无力。很特别啊。
When you're weak, you actually get strength.
但是的确你做神的工如果你没有安息那个不叫神的工。
If you do God's work without rest, that's not the work of God.
神的工啊有一个记号是安息。
And the sign of the work of God is rest.
所以你越做工越有安息，这个就对了。
The more you work, the more rest you have.
但是你看看我们实际的侍奉，我们正好相反。
And if you look at the reality of our service,
所以有的人觉得，哎，教会的事不摸好像还安息一点。
It's just the opposite. Some even feel that if you don't serve, it could be better.
所以很多人逃避侍奉，对不对？
And some people they try to avoid serving.
这是不对的。
And this is not right.
你应该在工作中有安息。
And you must have rest while you.
为什么在工作有安息呢？
How can you have rest when you work?
因为这是什么？你知道是神的工作。
Because this is the work of God.
是神会向他自己的工作负责任的。
God will be responsible for His own work.
所以呢，这是我们的侍奉上对神的信心。
And this is the faith we have when we serve Him.
啊，这个功课是需要学的。
We must learn this lesson.
我们必须相信。在神的工作上，神负一切的责任，他也负一切所有的供应。
We must have faith that on His own work, God will be responsible for all things, and He will provide for all things.
所以我们必须要有信心。
So we must have faith.
信心也是忠心的一个基础。
And faith is the foundation of being faithful.
没有信心，根本不可能有忠心。
Without faith, you will never be faithful.
对今天基督徒来讲啊。
And to Christians today,
安息是一个很大的福气啊。
Rest is such a blessing.
但是呢，好像是很难学的功课啊。
But it's also a difficult lesson to learn.
侍奉主的人呢，常常干犯这个原则。
And oftentimes, God's servants violate this principle.
弟兄姊妹们，在神的跟前能安息，你要学会弃绝自己。
Brother and sister, if you want to rest before God, you must learn to reject yourself.
你要学会一切都交托。
You must learn to submit everything to Him.
在十七世纪的时候
，In the 17th century,
有一个敬虔爱主的人
，This pious brother who loved God.
啊，他的名字叫芬乃伦。
His name is
Finelon.
Finelon.
啊，那么这个弟兄呢？
This brother?
他领会一件事情。
He learned one thing.
后来他写了一个小小的册子。
And he wrote a small booklet.
那个册子上面这个名字叫做 Let Go.
And the title of the booklet is Let Go.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你要知道这是一个非常宝贵的一个经历，一个秘诀啊。
Brother and sister, this is such a precious secret we must know.
啊，如果在你的生活，在你的侍奉中，你常常学会 Let Go。
In your life, in your service, if you learn to continuously let go,
哎呀，你真是享受安息。
And you will enjoy the rest.
哎，这个 let go 这两个字还不大容易翻啊。
Actually, it's not something that can easily translate.
如果你按照字面中文的翻译，就是让他去了， 这个不大好啊。
And if you and it can also mean in Chinese let him be, and that's actually not what it means.
其实呢，这是一个信心啊，对神呢、啊、完全的依赖。
And this is actually an act of faith, a complete reliance on God.
他能学会把一切的事情都交在神的手中。
Submit everything to God.
因为你知道，我们常常一侍奉的时候呢，事情就抓到我们手里。
Oftentimes when we serve on something, then we took a tight grip of it.
我们一抓就不安息了。
When we grip on it, then we lose the rest.
啊，我举个例子说。
I'll give you an example. 哎，
常常我的同工常常就跑来，他说：“哎呀，不得了啦，那个弟兄姊妹家发生什么事？”
And oftentimes, a brother and sister came to me, "Oh, brother, son, a terrible thing happened. This and that."
我说不要着急，主还在这里呢。
And I just oftentimes said, "Calm down, brother. Our Lord is still here."
哎呀，我说那个弟兄不行了，我那这个，我看已经是很焦虑不安的了。
And they will continue to say, no, it's so terrible. And I can see that there's so much anxiety in them.
但是你知道我们常常有时候很好笑是什么呢？
But the funny thing is,
你知道神的儿女有的时候有些事情神自己会管的。
But you know, for the matters of children of God, God will take care of it himself.
有时候他在这边还在焦虑啊，还在觉得紧张啊，觉得不得了，人家那边已经和好了。
And when you're still nervous and anxious here, and on the other side, the two are already reconciled.
So I told him, see, you don't
have to be anxious.
但弟兄姊妹，我们晓得你这个所谓的 let go 不是说你就不负责任啊。
Let go does not mean being irresponsible.
这是一个积极的东西，不是一个消极的东西。
This is an active thing, not.
所以今天在侍奉上面，神所要求我们的是什么？是要安息。
So regarding serving, God wants us to rest.
所以旧约的祭司们呢？
In Old Testament, the priest,
他们不可以穿羊毛衣的。
And they should not wear a coat of wool.
他们只能穿什么呢？麻衣，洁白的细麻衣。
They can only wear coat made of fine linen.
啊，懂得圣经的人告诉我们。
And those people who
为什么要穿这个细麻衣呢
？Why do they need to wear a coat of fine linen?
因为细麻衣在那个旷野里面很凉爽，会不出汗。
Because it keeps them cool in the wilderness.
啊、一穿这个羊毛衣啊，马上浑身大汗。
And if you wear something in wool, then you will be sweating.
所以神要你服侍，不喜欢你弄得满身大汗。
And God does not want you to sweat so much when you serve Him.
当然，这个今天我们晓得是属灵的意思了啊。
Of course, today it carries a spiritual meaning.
有时候你在厨房里面去做，那不能不流汗的，没办法。
If you serve in the kitchen, you may not be able to avoid sweating.
但是你里面要非常的安息。
But you must have rest in your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们。所以当他们要开始建造神，第一个提醒他们要有安息。
Before they start to construct the tent of meeting, God reminds them, you must have rest.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天神的儿女们教会的生活是多么需要安息。
In our life church, in church today, brothers and sisters, how much we really need this rest.
我们在安息中你才会讲正常的话。
Even when you're at rest and you can speak normally.
你只有在安息中你才能做正常的事。
And you can work normally.
你在安息中你对人呢才会有一个正常的态度。
And you can have the right attitude with others.
所以你看见教会里面常常就是侍奉主大家不安息争吵不休了。
And oftentimes we saw quarrels in the church when they serve together.
神不要这样的服事。
God does not want this kind of thing.
因为我们要知道工作是神的。
We know that the work is God.
我们应当有个信心，相信神的带领。
We must have faith to trust in His leading.
所以每个弟兄姊妹都应当学这个功课。
Every brother and sisters, we need to learn this lesson.
看我们今天多可怜，在这个世界中生活已经没有安息了。
It's such a misery that today that we do not have much rest in this world.
我们都晓得，美国从911之后呢，更是没有安息，对不对
？We know that after September 11, the whole nation of the United States lost its rest.
那个新闻不看还好，一看就没安息。
And when you look at the news, then you will lose a peace.
啊，那么有时候回到家里面也不安息。
After even you come home, you don't have the rest.
哎呀，我们有的时候这个无处可逃啊。
And there's nowhere to escape.
所以有一次我经过一个这个旅行社的门口，看到一个招牌很好玩。
One day I passed a travel agency and I saw a sign. It's interesting.
很大个字，叫做。Great escape.
It was written in large letters. Great escape.
大逃亡啊！
And it was actually
弟兄姊妹们，假使我们跑到教会里面来，跑到聚会里面来了，
if we come into church, come into gathering,
又是一个不安息。
And you still do not find rest here?
我们就比世人更可怜，对不对呢？
We are more miserable than the people.
我们的侍奉必须带进安息。
When we serve, we must bring in rest.
弟兄姊妹在世界中背着重担难处到了聚会地方卸下重担。
The burdens we carry in this world, we must be able to lay them down in church.
家庭里面没有安息，进到聚会里面得安息。
The burdens you have in the family, lay them down when you come to church.
神的家是神安息的地方，也是我们众人得安息的地方。
The house of God is where He finds rest, and is also a place where we find rest.
所以在旧约时代中，神才对他们建立这个所谓的安息的安息，一直叫他们安息。
And in Old Testament times, we saw God continuously remind Israelites, have rest.
以色列人就是不能安息。
And see, the Israelites had so much difficulty
in living.
And God gave them a Sabbath year, and they will not do that.
所以神后来好了，把它算总账。
And God has to total it up.
你不懂得安息，就把你弄到巴比伦去70年，叫你真的安息。
Since you did not observe any Sabbath year, then let me take you to Babylon so that you can have a law.
我想这是我们读圣经时我们都看见的，对不对？
And when you read the Bible, you discover that.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
当我们一同进入教会的侍奉的时候,
when we enter the service in God's church, first lesson we learn, rest before Him. Oftentimes I share with those who serve in the church,
最好你今天如果你 on duty, 你要做点什么事进入教会服事之前，先在主面前好好的祷告。
And if you're on duty to serve something in the church, first choose some to pray.
先进入与主的交通。
First, enter the fellowship with Christ.
先享受主的安息,
enjoy the rest of Christ.
然后你再进入侍奉,
then you can serve Him.
啊, 这个是一个秘诀啊,
this is a secret.
所以求主让我们能够在这些侍奉上能够有重要的学习。
May the Lord help us to learn this lesson.
然后我们再看见啊, 神在这里呢, 为摩西预备了许许多多的同工跟他一同配搭了服事。
Furthermore, we saw that God prepared many co-workers to work together with Moses.
其实在山上的时候，神已经告诉有两个人神要拣选的。
Even on the mountain, God told Moses he will choose two people.
一个叫比撒列，一个叫亚和利亚伯。
Bezalel and Oholiab.
那应该一个是犹大支派的，一个是但支派的。
One from the tribe of Judah, one from Dan.
这里告诉我们在教会的侍奉上面呢，神不喜欢我们呢单枪匹马的。
It tells us God does not want to be a loner when we serve Him.
神不喜欢那个 Long Ranger.
God does not want a Long Ranger.
听姊妹们，神的侍奉喜欢我们有配合。
God wants us to work together.
Yeah, 因为神所要的是一个团体，是一个身体的侍奉。
Because God desires a corporate service, a human body.
所以在出埃及记里面，让我们看见，在有人类历史以来第一次在地上，他们有一个团体的侍奉，是个美丽的榜样。
So in Exodus, we find the first time in human history there's corporate service to God. This is a beautiful example.
摩西得到启示,
Moses has received the
revelation. 这两个人有恩赐,
these two were gifted.
那我们看见呢,
we see that the revelation drives the gift.
然后摩西有异象,
Moses received the vision first.
他们可以做工,
then they can do the work.
我们晓得是意向支配工作。
We know that the vision drives the work.
这都是在侍奉上非常重要的属灵的原则。
These are important principles spiritually.
感谢主，得着启示的人忠心。
Thank the Lord, the one who received vision is faithful.
做工的人呢，他们舍己。
The workers are willing to give themselves.
他们愿意照着摩西给他们的指示。
They're willing to follow what Moses told them.
照着神的启示,
according to God's revelation,
忠心来做主所要做的工,
and faithfully do the work.
这里呢，我想我们把这两个人呢稍微来交通一下。
And I want to share a little bit more about these two people.
这个犹大支派的这个比撒列,
Bethlehem from the tribe of Judah.
圣经讲说呢，他是户尔的孙子。
Bible says he was the grandson of Hur.
这个户尔是谁呢？
Who is this Hur?
你知道在出埃及记第17章啊，
In Exodus chapter 17,
当以色列人跟亚玛利人要打仗的时候,
when Israelite was at war with the Amalekites,
约书亚带着那些以色列的兵丁在山谷里面跟亚玛利人打仗,
Joshua led the army to fight the Amalekites.
摩西呢就到山上去祷告去了,
Moses went up the hill to pray.
他举着杖祷告,
he lifted his staff to pray.
结果呢，这个手撑不住了，越来越软了。
And his hand got sore, and so he couldn't hold it anymore.
旁边呢就站着摩西的哥哥亚伦，另外一边就是户珥。
So on one side Aaron stood, and the other side Hur.
这个意思就是说，这个户珥是很懂得这个祷告的。
So we know that Hur is a person who knows how to pray.
所以这个比撒列是一个敬虔的后裔。
Bethuel is an offspring of a pious person.
圣经讲说呢，是神提名召他的。
The Bible says God called Bethuel by his name.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主，在旧约时代中，神需要这么提名。
And we thank God that in Old Testament time, God called people by their name.
那就是在侍奉上，你不能自愿，自愿不行。
So there's no volunteer in God's service.
所以有人讲在神的军队里面没有自愿兵的。
So someone once said, in God's army, there's no volunteer soldiers.
都是神征召的。
And they're all listed.
但是到了新约时代,
And in the New Testament time,
每一个神的儿女都是神提名召的。
Every one of you is enlisted by God.
神召我们做什么呢?
What does God call us to do?
召我们来做他的工。
To do his work.
那么神不仅召他, 神也用他的灵充满他。
God not only calls Bethuel, God also fills him with his spirit.
我们晓得在侍奉上,
Francis, when we serve,
最重要的是我们的灵。
Most important thing is our spirit.
神看人不像人看人。
And when God looks at man, it's not like we look at each other.
我们人看人是什么? 看他的恩赐, 看他的口才, 看他的这个, 这个外面的作为。
And when we look at man, we look at his eloquence, his talent, his gifts, and how he does things.
We're sort
of like Samuel.
你知道撒母耳跑到大卫家里去啊?
And when Samuel entered the house of David,
一看他的大哥出来了,这个不错。
He saw the elder brother of David.
人高马大,一表人才。
He was tall and handsome.
他说耶和华定规是找他。
And he saw in his mind, oh,
他就拿了膏油就往他头上膏了。 神说不,不是这个。
He was almost ready to anoint David's brother, but the Lord stopped him.
人看人是看外表, 神看人是看内心的。
We know that man look at appearance, but God look at inside.
事实上神今天不是看你神,是看你里面的灵。
Even it's not just inside, God look at your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面必须有美好的灵, 我们才能侍奉神的。
And we must have a beautiful king spirit.
所以你看见当初啊, 摩西啊, 他知道神要把他接去了, 他要找一个接替的人。
So when Moses was ready to be taken away, he knew he had to find a successor.
他就祷告说, 神啊, 你是万灵之人的神。
He said, Lord, you are the Lord of all spirits.
求你在以色列百姓中呢,拣选一个人可以接续。
May you choose one among the Israelites to be my successor.
神怎么对摩西说呢?
What did God say?
神说你去找约书亚。
God told him to get Joshua.
因为他里面是有灵的。
Because he has a good spirit.
所以你看见神拣选人呢,是看人里面的灵。
So we know that God chooses people by looking at their spirit.
所以你看今天我们在教会侍奉中，我们常常没有按照神的这个法则，对不对？
A lot of times we forgot this principle when we serve in the church.
只有一个人的灵的光景是好的，是刚强的，他才能被神用。
Only if a person is spiritually strong and well, and he can serve God.
所以我们都知道在新约时代中的侍奉。
So in the service in New Testament time,
你的侍奉要满有膏油啊。
So your service must be anointed.
所以你在平常的生活的里面要学习说话受圣灵的约束。
So in your daily walk, you must learn how to speak, how to be led by the Holy Spirit.
你做事你要受圣灵的约束。
When you do things, you must be constrained by the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做基督徒美好的灵呢?
What is a beautiful king's spirit of Christian?
那个就是完全能够跟圣灵合作的一个灵。
So that your spirit can It can incorporate the Holy Spirit completely.
那个就是美好的灵性。
That is a keen spirit.
神不仅把这样的灵赐给他。
God not only give Bethuel such spirit.
然后呢，他就充满了属灵的智慧。
And he's also filled with spiritual wisdom.
他给他聪明
ability.
啊，神给的智慧是做什么呢
？God gave him wisdom to do what?
啊，他能够把神的那个启示啊，能够变成一个实际的一个运用。
So he can execute the revelation from God and put it into a solid thing.
啊，这里讲的不是天然的智慧啊。
This is not our natural wisdom.
啊，我们需要运用神给的智慧来服侍神。
We must use the wisdom and ability given by God to serve Him.
通常智慧呢，我们晓得就是能分辨啊，能够明白事物。
And when we say wisdom, usually we mean that you're able to discern, to understand things.
我们常常发现，有时候在生活中，在侍奉里面，我们做了一件不智慧的事，就给我们带来很多的难处了。
And oftentimes in our life, in our service, we know that when we did something unwise, it brought consequence on us.
所以基督徒要有智慧。
Christians must have wisdom.
那么什么是基督徒的聪明呢
？What's Christian's ability?
聪明就是用来做选择的。
And it is for you to make a choice.
聪明是用来做反应的。
It is for you to respond.
那么不仅有聪明，神还把知识给我们。
He also gave us knowledge.
当我们有知识的时候呢，我们就可以传递，可以教导。
If you have knowledge, then you can pass it on.
这个比撒列呢，不仅有这些，他还能够做各式各样的工。
And Bezalel not only has these, he can also do all kinds of craftsman work.
能够有巧工
，artistic craftsman work.
啊，你知道今天有时候我们在侍奉上面。
Today when we serve,
弟兄姊妹们会碰见各式各样不同的难处。
Our brothers and sisters, they will run into different kind of difficulties.
这个做巧工的意思就是说呢，他什么样的难处能够从神那里有恩典，可以能够帮助他。
The artistic workmanship means that no matter what the difficulty is, you know how to help others.
我常常发现，有时候在侍奉上，比方有弟兄姊妹碰见一个难处，我们去做，不知道怎么帮助他。
Oftentimes I find when I serve a brother and sister, he went into some hardship, I don't know how to help him.
所以有人讲，在神的百姓中常常有很多疑难杂症。
And so someone once said that there are all kinds of difficult diseases in God's people.
就好像今天一个医生呢碰见些奇奇怪怪的病都不知道怎么医的。
Just like a doctor bumped into a strange disease, he didn't know how to try it.
哎，我们觉得我们是侍奉主的人，哎，不能医也要医，对不对
？We know that we're God's servants, so even that we don't know how to, we must try it to do it.
好了，不管他到那里拿打开圣经念一段圣经就算了，就是。
So we just carry our Bible, open it, and go there and read some.Read from scripture.
要不然就对人家讲说你要有信心，你要依靠主。
Or we just tell the people, hey, you must have faith, rely on God.
所以有一次有个姊妹跑来跟我讲，她说我每次有难处去找一个年长的弟兄，每一次到他那，他说你要有信心，你要祷告，你要依靠主。
My sister once came to me and he said, when I went to an elder brother looking for help, the only thing he says is you must have faith and just rely on God.
他说这个话我也会说。
I can say that too.
他说他根本就不知道我的难处在哪里。
He doesn't know what my problem is.
所以非常沮丧。
And she was more depressed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，比撒列会做各样的巧工。
Bezalel knows how to do this artistic workmanship.
啊，当然那个时候我们知道他们是为着建造会幕，里面有各式各样不同的器具，需要有巧妙的工来建造。
We know back then he needs to make all these instruments.In the tent of meeting, so he needs to know how to do this woodwork.
但是我们知道，不仅是他，神又在但支派里面兴起一个人叫亚和利亚伯。
Not just him, God also chose another person from the tribe of Dan, Aholiab.
我们看见神叫他跟比撒列有非常好的配搭。
God caused him to co-work with Bezalel very well.
他们两个人呢，好像当时整个侍奉上的工头一样啊。
And they're the foreman for the whole project.
但是这个会幕也不是他们两个人就建造起来的。
But nevertheless, the tent of meeting was not built by these two.
啊，圣经讲说，凡心中有智慧、受感动的人呢，神都把他们招来了。
And Bible says God called all those who have wisdom and were called by Him.
哦，其中也有很多智慧的妇女，所以很多姊妹们也投入这个侍奉啊。
And among them, many skillful women and many sisters.
他们做什么？他们可以。姊妹们可以纺线、
And they know how to spin.
我们知道那个会幕里面很多幔子啊，这些 门帘呢，这些都需要刺绣的。
And we know that the curtain, there are many curtains in tent of meeting, and they, it requires the work of embroidery.
啊，神规定，神规定他们用蓝色、紫色、朱红色细麻来织。
God requires them to use the purple, the scarlet, and the blue yarn.
当然，这些是有属灵的意义的。
And these, all these carry spiritual meaning.
有属天的，蓝色代表属天的。
Blue represents celestial things.
紫色代表尊贵的。
Purple represents honor.
这个朱红色代表救恩。
And the scarlet represents salvation.
这个细麻代表基督的美好人性。
Fine linen represents the perfect person of Christ.
所以你看，在教会中有的姊妹们呢，他们会做细工。
And we see that in the church, many sisters know how to do this delicate work.
照顾其他弟兄姊妹的时候啊。
When they care other brothers, when they care about other brothers,
带来一条蓝色的线呢，把属天的带进来了。
And they bring these heavenly things through those blue yarn.
那边的带进一点尊贵的。
Another purple yarn brings majesty.
那么还有的姊妹们呢，他们会纺这个山羊毛。
And other sisters, they spun the goat hair.
这个山羊毛呢，预表基督的受苦。
Goat hair represents the suffering of Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我没有时间细细的讲这些啊。
I will not go into details for you.
所以你看见他们在一起，大家来服侍。
But you see that they come together to serve.
啊，他们这些人都离开个人的工作的意思，就专心在神面前来侍奉。
And they put down their own things and they just come to serve God.
最重要的一件事情。
The most important thing.
就是他们做。神所吩咐的工
They do as God commanded them to do.
所以今天呢，在侍奉上，你要跟着里面的膏油走。
Today when we serve God, we must follow the anointing in us.
所以这许多的人，他们就把神百姓所献的礼物，最后怎么样，变成了一个会幕。
So these workers, they turned the offering from the Israelites.They made the tent of meeting.
所以今天也是，我们要把神儿女的那个奉献，我们把身体献上了，那么侍奉主，大家一同呢，把它建造成为基督的身体，成为神的居所。
And today it is the same. With the offerings from God's children, we must serve together. We co-work together to build up and to serve Him.
所以到了出埃及记第四十章的时候
，So now when we reach chapter 40 of Exodus,
我们看见他们终于把神在千年以前心目中所盼望的那件事情在地上把它实行出来了。
They finally completely executed what God had in mind thousand years ago.
因为他们在山下的中心
Because of their faithfulness at the foot of the mountain.
把神的托付完成了。
And they fulfilled God, what God has commissioned them.
所以在四十章里面有七次讲到一切事都是照神所吩咐的。
Seven times in chapter 40 it mentions according to the command of God.
所以今天呢，如果我们能按照神的启示，照着神所吩咐的，把神的家建起来，没有什么东西比这个能更叫神的心欢喜。
And today, brothers and sisters, there's nothing that pleases our Lord more by following His own command and build up His church.
哎呀，所以摩西心里非常的欢喜。
So Moses is also thrilled.
为这个会幕来祝福。
And he blessed the tent of meeting.
然后就把整个会幕都涂上了香膏。
And he anointed the whole tent of meeting with anointing oil.
然后祭司们就穿上祭司的那个礼服，开始进他们的。
And the priests put on their garments and they entered the service.
所以正当他们开始在那里要侍奉的时候
，at this moment when they're ready to start,
忽然之间，弟兄姊妹们，烟云充满整个的殿。
And suddenly the clouds filled the whole tent of meeting.
我们晓得这个说明什么呢？说明神的心得到了非常大的满足。
What does this represent? It means that God is greatly pleased.
啊，那个荣光充满在里面，到一个地步啊，连摩西都进不去的。
The glory of God fills the tent, and Moses cannot go in to serve.
啊，这说明天然的人没办法进到这个里面去的。
And that means a natural being cannot enter service.
弟兄姊妹们，神的百姓
，Dear brothers and sisters, God's
他们因为在山下，他们遵照着山上的样式，每个人都把自己投身在其中，所以这个共同的服事 是神的家，得着美好的
家。By following the pattern on the mountain, they put themselves into this corporate service and becomes a beautiful testimony.
我们晓得在旧约时代中啊。
And we know that in Old Testament time,
这个烟云的充满呢，这个不是常常有的。
This filling of the cloud does not always happen.
当圣殿建造起来的时候。
When the temple was completed,
让我们也看见一次烟云充满在那里。
Once again, we saw the cloud of God fill the temple.
神的同在大大的降临在他们中间。
God's presence dwelled on them.
弟兄姊妹们，在教会历史中。
In the church history, brothers and sisters,
我们能看见当神的同在大大充满在他百姓当中的情况，也不是经常有的。
We don't always see God's presence greatly fill His people.
但是有很多的时代，当神的儿女们在神跟前忠心的时候，神的同在大大充满。
But it did happen many times when God's children were faithful to Him.
你看五旬节的刚开头时候就是这样。
We look at the Pentecost.
那一百二十个人，因为他们遵行神的旨意。
The 120 people, they follow God's will.
所以神的灵就从天而降。
And the Spirit of God descended from heaven.
那也是神的心得的一种满足的光景。
And that is a state God's heart is pleased.
因为基督的身体要被建立。
Because the body of Christ will be established.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们晓得主把我们救赎出来。
We know that God has redeemed us.
主把我们摆在这里。
God put us here.
神是有他的心意的。
He has a plan.
神是要我们每一个弟兄姊妹都成为侍奉主的人。
Every one of need to serve Him.
每个弟兄姊妹都成为祭司。
Every brother and sister is a priest.
我们应当在这里一同来进公用。
We are all here to.
我们应该有一个心在这里，我们的聚会能够成为我们主安息的所在。
We need to set our hearts before Him that this place will be a place for the Lord to rest.
能够成为神的家。
To be a house of God.
让他设立宝座在这里。
So that He can establish throne here.
让他与我们同住。
And so that He will dwell with us.
让他在这里得着他的身体。
So that He will get hold of His body.
啊，让他在这里可以行使他自己的心意。
So that He will fulfill His will here.
我们再说。
We'll say again.
神不以得着个人为满足的。
God is not satisfied to just get hold of some people.
神是要得着每一个弟兄姊妹的。
God desires to get hold of every brother and sister.
所以在旧约的出埃及记里面。
So in Exodus,
弟兄姊妹们，神借着这一卷书，给我们有一个非常清楚的启示。
Brothers and sisters, God through this book gave us a very clear revelation.
让我们看见神的百姓怎样借着服事成全了神的心意。
We see that how through God's people's service, God's will is fulfilled.
所以我们盼望在这个末了的时代。
So we hope as the end of time is near.
主快回来的时候。
And before our Lord returns.
我们还有一点点的机会。
We still have some time.
我们能像当初以色列百姓在西乃山下一样。
We can be like Israelites at the foot of Mount Sinai,
照着山上的样式,
following the pattern of the mountain,
能够在山下中心,
remain faithful at the foot of the mountain,
让神的家被建立起来,
let the house of God be established.
那也是一个见证的会幕,
this is a tent of testimony.
让我们共同起来为着耶稣基督做荣耀的见证,
let us all rise to be a glorious testimony for our Lord.
那个见证就是说他在我们的中间。
The testimony says He among us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是今天在末后时代中神心中最迫切希望得着的。
And brothers and sisters, at the end of age is near, God earnestly desires to have that.
愿主对我们的心说话。
May the word of God speak to our heart.
请低头，我们再一点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's pray.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our heart is filled with thanks.
你告诉我们说，父做工直到今日。
You said the Father has worked until this day.
你也做工。
And you also work.
你从来没有止息过你自己的工作。
You did not stop your work.
但是你何等巴望在地上能有人能与你同工。
But do you so desire this that on earth someone will work together with you?
你所以救赎我们。
You redeemed us, Lord.
就是为要叫我们成为一个侍奉的人。
So that we can be someone to serve you.
成为父神的祭司。
be a fit for Father God.
让我们与你同工。
Help us to work with you, Lord.
能够让你的旨意能够成全在地上。
So that your will is fulfilled on earth.
主啊，我们求你。
Lord, we plead that.
借着出埃及记对我们的心说话。
Speak to us through the book of Exodus.
但愿今天我们也能受到你的感动。
May you move all of us.
能把自己献在你的手中。
So that we offer ourselves into your hands.
主，让我们和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Help us to be together with our dear brothers and sisters.
我们一同把你所要的侍奉献给你。
Together, we offer you the service that you desire.
主啊，愿你在这个地方得着你当得的荣耀。
May you receive the glory that is due to you here.
你在这里得着安息的所在。
And you find rest.
你在这里能与你的百姓同住。
You can dwell with your people here.
你在这里彰显你国度的荣耀。
And you reveal the glory of your kingdom here.
彰显你国度的权柄。
And reveal the power of your kingdom here.
主啊，愿在这末了的时代。
Lord, at the end of time,
我们还有一点点的机会。
We still have a little time.
我们能有一点好的光景，迎接你的再来。
Help us to have a good spirit to welcome your return.
主啊，给我们这样的心愿。
Lord, give us such mind.
激发我们这样的心智。
Motivate us to do that.
求你扬起脸来。
May you shine upon us with your face.
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
May the light of your face shine upon us.
主啊，我们愿意把自己和亲爱的弟兄姊妹都交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we're willing to submit ourselves together with our brothers and sisters into your hand.
愿你得着我们。
May you get hold of us.
我们再次把感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你。
We give you praise and glory and honor.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.